So please pray with me. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen.
Amen.
Now we heard today's gospel, and you probably heard the Thomas part often. For some, it may be the first time hearing it. But sometimes we tend to gloss over the very beginning sentences, the one that starts later that day. So it's like, okay, so what day is that, when it just kind of gets pulled out like that? And so for us, we recognize that it's the later that day in that first day of the resurrection. It is the time in which that Mary had gone to the tomb, came running back, saw that the tomb was empty. She spoke of her encounter. Well, before she spoke of her encounter with God, two of the disciples came running with her, looked in, saw that the tomb was indeed empty. And then she met Jesus in the garden. And last week, we talked about that right before my very eyes. And why was it that she couldn't recognize Jesus at first? So now we're later on in that day. The disciples are gathered, they're in fear of the Jews, and they're behind locked doors. We understand why they're behind locked doors, don't we? Mary and the two disciples saw that the tomb was empty. And they say that they're fearful of the Jews. Well, you know, they believe, the Jewish people believe, the leaders, that they stole the body. And if the statements that are being made that Jesus was seen are true, well, they're coming for these disciples to squash that whole thing. Mary saw Jesus alive, which is hard for us to believe, but Jesus was alive. And so I want you to think for a second, if you were one of those disciples, perhaps the one who denied Jesus three times after saying, "I would never do something like that," or perhaps one of them that ran away when the going got tough, as they say. And now we have a Jesus who is alive and on the loose. That can be frightening because they don't know what to expect. So they're gathered together in fear, fear of the consequences of their behavior. Fears from the Jewish leaders, and fears, perhaps, from God incarnate, Jesus, very much alive and out there. Have you ever locked yourself in a room in fear of consequences of your behavior? I have. I was 13 years old. My maiden name is McDonald, and my father had an Irish temper. Not saying it was good. And sometimes he wasn't able to control that temper, especially when his children did something that would infuriate him. Usually my mother was there to protect us. My mother was not there that day, and I'm in the backyard, and I set him off. And I ran. I mean, I was scared. And I ran from the backyard around the front of the house. Back then, you'd leave your front door open, your back door open. And I ran purposely down the driveway so he would think I ran to a friend's house. But then I ran into the house, up the stairs, into the bathroom, grabbed the hidden key. You know that hidden key that you think you lock yourself in your room, but your parents have a hidden key? So I grabbed the hidden key, ran into the bathroom, locked that door, shut the lights, and hid between the wall and the toilet bowl because I was petrified because there were consequences to my behavior, and I knew that those consequences might be very strong if my father wasn't able to settle down. So I was very much afraid. And I really think that that's how the disciples were on that first night. They were afraid. They were physically afraid. Don't think the lights were on and they were partying because Jesus was alive. No, quite the opposite. It was probably quite dark. We know the doors were locked. If there was a hidden key, because maybe one of the disciples might have locked themselves out one time, that hidden key was picked up from under the mat and held by them in the house. They did not want anyone coming in. You know, we know how other fears in our lives can lock us up, meaning we lock ourselves up, not just physically, but emotionally and spiritually, because we have fears that are very real, emotional and spiritual, as well as physical fears. We're afraid of being hurt. We're afraid of saying something wrong. We're afraid of not knowing sometimes what to say. We have these fears of making a mistake, of not being seen as perfect. We have the fear of being found out, right, or exposed. We can have fears of looking like a fool. And these fears are as equally real to us as our physical fears are. And it causes us to lock ourselves up behind closed doors, to shut off inside. There's darkness. Take away that key that someone could unlock, and we make sure that no one gets in. Jesus knows our fear. Jesus knew the fear of the disciples that very night. You know, Jesus didn't just take a key, unlock the door. I mean, think about it. Are they thinking that he's going to bash the door in? I mean, what's going to happen? What's going to happen if they start to see that door handle turning, not knowing who it is? Is it Jesus? Is it the Jews? Who is it? Jesus appears before them. He appears, and I'm sorry, I used the wrong word. He doesn't appear before them. He appears among them, with them. And what is the very first thing that Jesus says to them? Not, what were you thinking? Why did you deny me, Peter? Why did you flee? Where were you when I needed you? No, that's not what Jesus says, God incarnate. The very first thing Jesus says to them is, peace to you. Peace be with you. And then Jesus shows them the marks that are on his hands, his feet, the hole in his side, as proof not only that he is their friend Jesus, but that he is the incarnate God who has been raised to life. And he speaks again to them, peace be with you. And then God incarnate, Jesus, does something that is so new. He breathes into them. This word that is used is the same exact word. This breath, this breathing, this action is the same exact breathing and action that was done in the story that we hear of creation in chapter 2, where God breathes life into human beings. The breath of God is breathed into them. Newness is created right then and right there. Their deadness is made new. God is creating and doing something so incredibly new in this breathing into them, the gift of the Holy Spirit. We do lock ourselves up. We lock ourselves behind closed doors, both physically, emotionally, and spiritually. We too have this very same loving Savior God who comes to us, who comes among us with open arms, who says to us, peace to you. And breathes new life, recreated life into us. What a gift that we have this very same God in Christ, the God who seeks reconciliation, who seeks peace and seeks wholeness for us, not vengeance, but peace, reconciliation. The God who recreates and restores us from our fears, from our brokenness, and from our pain. The God who is ever present, even when we can't feel God present. The God who forgives unconditionally. This is the God that we, living faith, need to share with the world that is now, today, locking themselves behind closed doors, either out of fear physically, which is very real for many people in this world and in our society today, or for those who are locking themselves behind closed doors because of emotional and spiritual fears. This is the God that we need to go out and share with this world. Peace be with you. Amen. Thank you. Amen.